Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. So here's some harsh advice for you. I don't think it's that harsh, but it may come across as harsh. It's not about you. Okay, it's not about you at all. The world doesn't revolve around you. Nobody cares about your business. Nobody cares about your revenue. Nobody cares about your profit. Nobody cares about your problems. Nobody cares about you at all. Okay? The sooner you let that in, the sooner you get that into your head, the sooner you kind of get over that, then the sooner you'll start making progress in your business. And I know that sounds like a contradiction, but it's really not. Because the truth is, ultimately, it's about your clients. Ultimately, it's about your customers. It's about their problems, their desires, their outcomes, their results. The more that you are focused on serving your clients, the more that you are focused on serving their needs, on helping them achieve their outcomes and their goals and their desires, the more you will succeed as a business owner. That is the golden rule, okay? The reason I say this is because I think it's very natural for us as business owners, as people who lead consulting practices or professional service practices, it's very natural to every now and then think about ourselves. And I'm not saying you shouldn't think about yourself. We worry about our business. We think about our business. We worry about revenue. We worry about profit. We worry about all the internal challenges that we face as business owners. And that's natural. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But what I'm saying is don't make your business your primary concern, because ultimately the success of your business does not rely on how well you run your business. Okay, ultimately the success of your business relies on how good you are, how effective you are at creating value and delivering outcomes and results for your clients. Okay, that's really what it comes down to. You could have a business that is a complete disaster on the inside, right? It's a complete disaster. I'm not recommending this, but you could have one that's no internal processes, just chaos on the inside, a total mess. But if you're creating value for your customers, that business will survive. I promise you that. If you're creating compelling value for your customers and they're paying for that value, then that business will survive. It might not be easy, but it'll survive. Okay. But you could have the most well-oiled machine. You could have, you know, amazing marketing. You could have amazing sales. You could have amazing processes, amazing project management, operations, delivery. You could have all of that really buttoned up and dialed in and just, you know, working like a well-oiled machine. But if you're not creating compelling value for your clients, if you're not getting them the outcomes that they want for themselves and for their businesses, you're not going to go very far. Right. So you got to put your attention and your focus and your energy as a business owner in the right place. And that's not on yourself and that's not on your business. That's on your clients. Put your focus on helping them, understanding what their goals are, what their desires are, what their problems are, and serving their needs and helping them achieve their outcomes and their goals. If you put your focus in the right place, then I promise you, you will achieve incredible things for your business. And you know what? Clients will see that, because you can't fake this. If you're only there to serve yourself, everybody will figure that out eventually, because we can spot that guy from a mile away. But if you're really showing up to serve your clients, and if you're more concerned about your clients' well-being and their results and their success than your own, then they'll see that. And you know, when they see that, they're not going to let go of you, and they're going to tell everyone that they know. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.